Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
That is quite a title. I've noticed a lot of these extension titles are the extended dance mix, basically, but you cover a lot of territory and a lot of information, and some of that information is going to come in very, very handy, especially now that scams and stuff seem to be everywhere. How do we protect ourselves?
I know I've talked about scams before on here, but I feel like it's never enough.
Exactly.
Constantly new information coming out and new scammers trying to lure their way into our bank accounts and pockets. So scammers, as we all know, they don't discriminate against age, nor race, nor color. So taking time to think about how to maybe help avoid a trap. Scammers often never seem to rest. There's always something new out that you hear on the news, radio, all sorts of information outlets that they're trying new things. So again, whether it's by phone, email, maybe it's a suspicious website, consumers face the online beradement of characters trying to aim at cashing in on an easy buck or even stealing our own identity. But knowing how these scammers think and work often will help us as consumers stay a little safer, hopefully. Some of the common signs scammers should look for include maybe they pretend to be from an organization you might know. Some good examples of this might be Social Security Administration, the IRS, and Medicare. From time to time, I'm a certified SHIC counselor, and so I help people with, you know, Medicare Part D enrollment, those kinds of things. And sometimes I get a call from people who've been contacted by Medicare via phone, but always know that no one will be contacting you by phone. They'll always send you a piece of mail with their return address on that. So again, that's probably going to be a scam. Or maybe the caller may represent themselves as being from a utility company or a charity, maybe a utility company that you no longer use, but maybe they say you owe back money, or maybe they pose as your current utility company. But they can change their phone number so it looks like it's calling from a local number on your caller ID. So we as consumers are also more than likely to answer maybe a local call. But know that you can and should always ask for their name and telephone number to call them back after you figure out what they are calling in regards to. Or, you know, you can always make up an excuse and say, you're busy at the moment, let me get down their name and number, what they're wanting and needing, and you'll call them back when you're available to talk more. Just to kind of put that off so then you have time to process all that information. The scammers might also indicate that there's a problem that needs your attention. You might be told that you owe money or someone in your family has an emergency that your assistance is needed immediately. Maybe, again, that grandkid that recently went off to college, they're in a pickle and they really need your money. Or maybe on a computer you may get an urgent message about a virus infecting your files. Another form scammers use is maybe you've won a prize and you must act immediately to claim it. I know we've heard of scammers posing as, like I said before, the grandkids who need your help quickly, and if you could just wire them some money or get on this app and send it to them, that would be really helpful for the grandkid. The scammer also pressures you to act immediately. They don't want you to have time to think. They want to get your attention now, and there's an urgency to the claim the person is making, whether it's by phone or computer. So again, they don't want you to have time to think through anything, and they want you to act quickly on your feet. Also know that scammers may indicate that you owe money or they say that there's only one way to pay. You may know that you owe money and who you owe money to and how much, so the claim seems legitimate. But the caller indicates you must pay right away and there's only one way to pay, maybe as cryptocurrency, for example, or wiring money to a company with a specified app. That's probably a scam. Recently, we've heard of scammers who try to lure consumers into paying with gift cards as well. I would always urge you to resist making decisions again quickly and investigate those claims being made against you, whether it's by phone, email, or even a computer or an app on your phone. You can always avoid a scam by not opening yourself up to those potential communication channels. And a few examples of that are, you know, there's apps that block your number or filter unwanted text messages, we always get those, and phone calls. And don't give out your personal or financial information in response to requests that you didn't expect. Now, if someone's calling you out of the blue wanting you to donate to a certain charity, ask a few more questions, write down name and numbers, or where you can mail that information to. Then once you get off the phone, go and research that or have someone help you research that if you're needing help with that. But never give out that information just on the phone. And if you're on the phone, you can always hang up again and check out their story. If you're on email, there's no hurry, right? Check out the story online, verify that it's a legitimate one, or maybe it's not a legitimate request that they're wanting. Also, you need to be cautious about what we are doing on the web and the actions that we take. We can protect our personal information by, of course, protecting our devices, which, again, that's always updating software regularly, which sometimes that falls by the wayside, I feel like, in our homes. But that's so important so that we want to make sure that we have the most updated security protection, whether we're at home, at school, or at work. So make sure those are always updated. I think I've mentioned this before, but always remember that the Federal Trade Commission has a lot of great information for consumers about fraud, and they also highlight some signs for things that might be a scam. And as always, here on the local front, if you have any questions about something scam-related, finances, or aging, always feel free to contact me, Janae, at the Frontier Extension District office, and I am located in the Osage County office.
And always remember that emails from Amazon and Social Security and the like will not have a Gmail return address.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you always have to think. I mean, again, I said at the beginning, they do not discriminate. So hover above that return address and see if it's a legitimate address. You know, because if you order from Amazon, for example, like you said, you may be getting quite a few emails. Well, one of those days it might be a scam. Mm-hmm. And so you might fall for that. So you've always got to be heighten your security no matter what you're doing, unfortunately. But always be safe when you're out there.
Absolutely. And thank you for the advice. Those are some very handy hints that will hopefully give everybody a chance to stop and think about, maybe I'm going to wait and look into this a little farther before I take any action. So once again, thank you for that. We look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.